in the time when indeed the heathen are raging. We are living in a time unlike any time in recent years. We are living in a time, one writer said it this way, that we are approaching a time when we will be more like the apostolic age than at any time since the beginning of the church. Sometimes I don't know if we appreciate what those people were up against when this church began. It was a godless world. It was a pagan world. It was an unspeakably sinful world. It was a world that was governed by the cruelty and the harshness of the Roman government. It was a tough place to be a Christian in those days. And they paid a great price to spread this gospel around the globe. And in one generation, we are told by historians that they went from one Christian to probably about 12 million Christians. Amen. They won about 12% of the world population in just one generation. Amen. But we're getting there again, folks. Those of you that have a little snow on top, or maybe just a shiny spot, can remember a different age. I remember a time when you sang Christmas carols in school. It was angels we have heard on high. It was joy to the world. It was the lay in the manger. Amen. And Santa might show up at the end of the program, but you were going to see Jesus first. Because back then it was called Christmas. It wasn't called winter holiday. It wasn't called winter solstice. It wasn't any of that kind of thing. But it was called Christmas. And Jesus was the reason for the season. And He still is. But we're living in a time when there are kings and those in authority and those that are in power that are going against the king and his anointed, and they're raging and trying to tear it all down. And they're trying to do it at the same time and keep your vote. A note went out from the White House and it said, "We'll not have a Christmas tree this year. We're going to have a winter tree." And it said, "We would appreciate if your greetings that you send were not Christmas cards, but holiday cards. And if you want to send an ornament for the tree, it shouldn't have any religious connotation. You got the wrong holiday, Doc. This is Christmas. This is Christmas. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about a baby born in a manger. It's about God manifest in the flesh. It's about the angel shouting and rejoicing because Messiah came." You misunderstand what it's all about. Heathen raging. I don't know if you've seen any pictures of them, but gays and lesbians and their ilk out in the streets raging. Demanding. You gotta recognize us. You gotta do what we say. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter what you say. You gotta make us part of marriage. You have to do what we say. Raging. Raging. Amen. Evolutionist. Saying there's no God. This all just happened. What a stupid comment. I'm sorry. I'm educated enough, I don't believe that baloney. And if you get educated out of creation, you've been educated out of your mind. A designer made this watch, much less this creation. You can't have a creation without a creator. And you can't have order without somebody keeping order. Never has order came out of chaos. Never. Order may fall apart and become chaos, but it never becomes order until an authority steps in and says, this is the way it's going to be. They rage. They rage against the Lord and against His anointed. We are living today, folks, when they're beginning to rage. I even in their speech, I hear it. Sometimes they're saying one thing with their mouth, but you can feel the contempt leaking through. They're mouthing one thing, but their soul is shouting another. I saw the seeds of it, Brother Hart, and you did too. Back in the late 60s and the early 70s, we saw the beginning of, we saw the seeds sown. The burning in Watts and in Detroit and other places when there was chaos on college campuses and in cities and there was raging in the streets and all of this thrown against the establishment. Little snot-nosed kid stood up in my high school class and said, it's going to be different when we're in control. Well, now it's different, all right. Crime has skyrocketed. I remember a day, Brother Ferguson, when you didn't even have to lock your doors. I remember a time your kids could go outside and play in the park, down the street. We lived out in the country. We could roam for miles, and you didn't have to worry about any bothering your kid. Now you don't dare let your children out of your sight. I get so sick of these things. I don't know if that bothers anybody else, but I hate having to lock everything. It bothers me. Standing last night out there in the cold, shaking to death, trying to find a key to get in the door that shouldn't even have to be locked. But the heathen rage. You know where that came from? Well, it started with a lot of things, but evolution has a lot to do with it because it's more than just evolution. Hey, evolution is a theory and always has been and always will be. But it's really more than a theory, it's a religion because it requires faith to believe it. It is not science. It is a lie wrapped in scientific garb. It is so full of holes, it looks like Swiss cheese. And yet, it is, and it's propagated because there's an agenda behind it, because there are some people that are raging. And they're raging against the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And against His anointed. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, and the people imagine a vain thing. The word vain means worthless and empty. Life without Jesus Christ is worthless and empty. Amen. And you can't fill it with anything else to make it worthwhile. Amen. I saw some of you stand up here tonight with your signs and your testimony about where it brought you from. Worthless and empty. You can't drink enough to fill it. You can't take enough drugs to fill it. You can't go to enough parties to fill it. You can't buy a big enough house to fill it. You can't buy a nice enough car to fill it. You can't wear enough clothes to fill it or get rid of enough to fill it. You cannot fill it with anything because life without God is vain and empty and worthless. but we're trying to get rid of it. That's what evolution was all about. It was to get rid of a creator, because when there's a creator, there's accountability. And when there's God, there's accountability. There's a judgment. And people don't want to be judged. Don't judge me. How many times you heard that? Don't you judge me. I can judge you, but don't you judge me. How's that work? You're a Christian. Well, that's judging me. Thank God. Judge on, brother. If there's enough conviction to convict me for being a Christian, judge on. I want to be judged as a Christian. I want people to know that I'm a Christian. I want to live like a Christian. I want to earn the title Christian. Oh, but the Bible says they rage against God. Amen. They're trying to destroy everything that's worthy. A few years ago, they tried to get to, because of the rampant of HIV and AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases, they tried to get schools to teach, of all things, abstinence. Just not getting involved intimately. And they raged against that. They said, what a stupid idea. I tell you what, it's 100% foolproof. There'll never be a teenage pregnancy if there's not intimacy. Never. You won't have to worry about AIDS or getting any other sexually transmitted disease. As long as you do what the Bible says and you keep your vessel in honor and you marry somebody that has kept their vessel in honor. Could I say this is a two-way street? This is not just for girls, but it's for the boys too. And if you got a girlfriend that can't say no, you better have the backbone to do it. Amen. Hope that's all right. I'm going to do a little raging myself tonight. Amen. But I'm not raging against God. I'm raging for Him. Amen. I'm just letting you know, folks. They laughed at that idea, Brother Hart. And never, you try to read it in the media, if you can stand that. It's become so biased. I used to subscribe to a couple of news magazines. I just couldn't read them anymore. They were so biased. They were not news. Nothing to them. People say, well, you know, I got a TV for the news. Then you got a bad deal. Because it ain't news anymore. It is socialist propaganda. Amen. There was a day you could get some news, but it's hard to find it anymore. Man, folks, I'm just telling you, there's a plan behind all this. It all links together. They have what they see after evolution. Then we brought in what we call moral relativism. That what is moral is what we decide is moral. There's nothing wrong or immoral unless we decide it's wrong or immoral. Well, let me ask you one question: who gets to make the rules? Huh?
That's a good question.
Who gets to tell you what's right and wrong? Who gets to make the rules? Who gets to tell you how much money you need to make? Who gets to tell you when you need to go to a doctor and when you don't? Who gets to tell you that it's time to end your life because you're not worth anything anymore? Who gets gets to tell you? Who gets to tell you that you need to destroy this baby because you can't take care of it? So before it's ever born of Beelzebeth, let's just abort it. And let's don't call it a baby. Let's call it a fetus so that it won't be as offensive. Brother Hart said it this morning. We've aborted more babies than Hitler killed Jews. But where's the rage? Where's the rage? And now we've got a bill before us in our Congress that wants my tax dollars and your tax dollars to pay for it. Hey, it's time for somebody to rage because the heathen are raging. It's not the first time we've seen this. When Jesus was born, there was a spirit that got a hold of Herod. And he killed all of the babies. That same spirit has raised its head again in our time. Because the heathen are raging. There's something going on, folks, in the spiritual realm. Amen. You know, they say, and I haven't seen it yet, but they say that they hand out to veterans, they hand out a little brochure to them to know when it's time to end your life. When it's tough enough that you're not really contributing anymore. Amen. There's some raging going on. He said, why do the heathen rage? Amen. And they're doing that tonight. It's going on in our world. Amen. And listen to what they're saying. They're raging against the Lord and against His anointing. And they're saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. What are those bands? What are those cords? It's what we call morality. Standards of righteousness. We still preach against lying and cheating and stealing and adultery and fornication and homosexuality. Amen. We still preach against some things. Amen. We still have some standards of righteousness. And they're saying, let's cast off these bonds. And that's why we're reaping the whirlwind today, because they did cast off some of them. But let me tell you something. You can tell God you don't even believe in Him, but you're still going to see Him, and your knee's going to bow, and your tongue's going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. There's something I read in the book of Revelation that's absolutely frightening. The Bible said God is literally raining down hailstones on them, and the judgment is coming. The wrath of God's poured out, and they're broken out with boils and in pain and agony, and then heat is on the earth, and they're about to melt, and they raise their fists to God and curse Him. They know that He's the source. They know the judgment's coming from God. But instead of bowing in mercy and asking in repentance, they curse Him. That's raging. Amen. But let's not stop there. I said God's in control. What's God's response to all this? Look at this next verse. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. God looks down and says, you bunch of little peon. Don't you understand that your heart's beating because I let it beat? And you're breathing because I let you breathe. And you have health because I gave you health. And you have life because I gave you life. And I can stop it in an instant. God just laughs. And the Bible said, and he shall have them in derision and confusion. Can't get it together. Amen. They just can't get it together. Amen. It's just every chaos and confusion. And we're seeing that on every hand today. Amen. They're raging. They got the answers, but they just can't get them together. I thought it was kind of interesting. You know, this global warming thing. And somebody found out that they were hiding a bunch of stuff in the destroyed records so that nobody can challenge them. And you know what the response of one of our senators was? Let's go after the guy that found this out. Let's don't investigate and see if it's true. Let's go on after the person that discovered it. Let's persecute them. How confused is that? Brother Hart, I thought of that this morning when you talk about truth landing in the streets. Whenever you're trying to, you have an agenda and you're against God. God is truth. God is truth. God is truth. He has nothing to hide. But when you got something to hide, you spend your whole life trying to cover stuff up. You want no light and you want no investigation. It concerns me that everything's a crisis. Hurry, 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 hurry. Let's don't talk about anything. Let's don't discuss anything. Let's hurry. Take your medicine. Swallow. Don't ask. You see, when there's truth, it'll stand the light. I remember Jesus saying to his disciples, he said, handle me and see. Try me out. Nothing to hide. Absolutely open. We're living in a raging time. Amen. And God looks at it and laughs. And stirs the pot, and there's more confusion. Amen. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Hey, folks, there is a judgment coming. Don't forget it. There is a judgment coming. There's a judgment coming on this earth. And there's a judgment after death. Amen. And it's good to live your life with that in mind. Amen. There's a judgment that's coming on this earth. Amen. Praise God. But there's a deliverance for the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Grissom, are we going to go through some tribulation? I think so. I think we already are. If you haven't been, hang on. You'll get your chance. Amen. Are we any better than our Savior? Are we any better than the apostles? They suffered. They died. They endured. They went out shouting the glory. My, what a testimony of righteousness and the power of God. But let me tell you something. When you get a little fearful about what's coming, remember one thing. My grace is sufficient for thee. Whatever comes, whatever happens, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. Amen. God's grace is going to carry us through this thing, folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. They're raging. They're imagining vain things. They got all kinds of plans for the future. They're trying to even bring God down. They've cast aside his righteousness and besmirch his holiness. Amen. But I love verse number 6. It says, yet. Everybody say yet. Yet. In other words, in the face of all of that. Amen. In spite of all that's happened. Amen. He said, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill in Zion. Rage on. Fight on. Do your best. Yet I have set my king. Amen. Hallelujah. I will declare the decree of the Lord. Saith he unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. You know who that's talking about. There's just one begotten son. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And they did their very best to kill him. They tried to destroy him. They tried to do away with him. They put him on a cross. They took his life. Amen. But on the third day, according to his own prophecy, hallelujah, he rose again. And the angel said, he's alive, and he's alive forevermore. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He ever liveth to make intercession for you and for me. Amen. And then he gives a little counsel. He says, ask of me, and I shall give you the heathen for thine inheritance. You know what we ought to pray for more than anything else? The salvation of the lost. The salvation of the lost. We ought to pray for the heathen. The salvation of the lost. You know, there's something, I think there's something real in the Bible when it says, pray for those that despitefully use you. Don't talk about them. Don't gossip about them. Don't hate them. Don't plot to get even. Don't plot vengeance. The Bible said, pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. You know what we ought to pray for in here in Athens, Texas? We need to pray for Athens, Texas. God, give us this city. Not just one, not just two, but God, give us this city. God, give us the churches in this city. Amen. God, give us pastors in this city. God, give us congregations in this city. Amen. God, give us this city. Amen. God, give us the street people in this city. God, give us the drug addicts in this city. God, give us the alcoholics in this city. Amen. God, give us everybody that's in this city. God, give us the adults. God, give us the children. God, give us the young people. God, give us this city for our inheritance. We ought to pray that way. Amen. Some people are still caught up in praying for baubles. Oh, God, give me a new car. God, give me a new house. God, give me a raise on my job. Me, 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 me. God, more for me, more for me, more for me, more for me, more for me. Amen. You got needs? Pray for your needs. But if you got enough, hush. Pray for the heathen. Pray for the heathen. God, give me the heathen for my inheritance. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so he that's what he's asking for. Hallelujah. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. This is talking about when Jesus reigns on the earth. He's going to break all opposition like a rod breaking a piece of pottery. Amen. No matter how defiant people get, no matter how stubborn people are, God said, I'll bring you down. Amen. When I was growing up, we had a German police dog. He was big. And somebody gave us a little miniature poodle that, well, I don't know what to his leg when before we got him, but it was in a pen like this. So the little rascal ran around on three legs. But she was a terror. And she had an awful temper. And anything that German police dog did that made her upset, boy, she'd just fly into a hissy fit. You know what a hissy fit is? Amen. And she'd get so mad. And she'd growl and bark and snap. And that old German shepherd was so patient. She'd get that big old paw and she'd just pin that little poodle down. And that little bundle of fur, she'd snap and growl every direction. She'd get so mad. And then after a while, she'd just And the German shepherd just let her up. Amen. You can't fight God. He'll just pin you down. And if that's not working, go tighten the screws a little bit more. Well, you think that's bad, do you? Try this. Don't you like that? How about this? Amen. Brother Holly used to say, "That is love, brother." Some people think love's just never saying no. Love means you never have to say you're sorry. Garbage. Yeah, man, there's so much baloney that floats across heteromanticism. It's so full of baloney. Yeah, that's a heathen raging. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Praise God. But love does say no. You know, I had parents that they'd say no. They did. And I didn't have to like it, but it stuck. And if my attitude wasn't right, they had a cure for that too. You know, I don't ever remember throwing a temper tantrum. That must have been cured early in my life. Because I don't ever remember not throwing one. Never. And I only remember talking back to my father one time. I'm smart. I'm a quick learner. Well, I'd spent some time with my cousin, and he could kind of get away with that stuff. And I guess it kind of rubbed off. So we're driving home, and I'm driving. I'm just learning to drive. I hit a pothole in the road. My dad said, "You got a little close to that, didn't you?" And I said, "Do you want to drive?" "Woo, wrong thing to say." No, sir. That did not work. It might work for somebody else. It didn't work for me. And I'm a very quick learner. I did not do that ever again. From then on, I just said, "Yes, sir." Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. "I'll do better next time, Pop." Amen. But they love me enough to say no. And if you love your children, you will say no to some things. Amen. And if you love your parents, young people, you will honor them. Even when you don't understand. They have some judgment that you don't have. And they've been down a road you haven't walked. And they may see things you don't see. And if you'll honor them, God will honor you. Amen. And if they say no, they'll say it with a good heart, a good purpose. Amen. Praise God. How many times have we wished, "Oh, I wish somebody would have told me no." Amen. Man, I got to hurry here. Praise the Lord. But the heathen are raging. But God is in control. God is in control. Amen. Verse number 10, he said, "Be wise now." Everybody say, "Be wise." "Be wise now, O you kings. Be instructed." Be instructed. You know, there's a place we can get instruction. There's a place we can get answers that are right answers. There's a place we can find out what really, really works. One of the other garbage things that are going around is there's no absolute truth. There's my truth and your truth, but there's really no absolute truth. Wrong. Amen. This is the truth. Amen. And you will be wise, and you will be blessed, and you will live a peaceable life by living by this book. Yes, you will. You go against this book and your life will be chaos. You walk in darkness. I don't know about you, but I do not like walking in the dark. I have run into some stuff in the dark and hurt myself bad. I don't like walking in the dark. Even in the church. I got in a hurry one time in here, and I was just going to, I didn't have time to turn on the lights, so I bailed off the platform right into that pew. Woo! Big old knot on my shin. Amen. So light's important, isn't it, folks? You walk in truth, you walk in light, and you can see where you're going. But you walk in darkness, you'll run into anything. And you know another thing, in darkness, there's no values. Somebody can sell you a lump of coal and tell you it's a beautiful diamond. You don't know the difference because you're in the dark. Isn't that right? Amen. Somebody can give you a cigarette and tell you how good that feels. Woo, boy, you'll be cool if you smoke this. Ooh. Amen. You drink this, man, you're going to be within crowd. You just take this little pill right here or sniff this stuff, and man, it'll make you feel so good. You'll be so in darkness. 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 It's all a lie. I'm not saying there's no pleasure in sin. There is. But there's bondage. And there's destruction. And there's pain. There's an awful price. Amen. He said, be wise. Be instructed. Serve the Lord with fear. Amen. Serve the Lord with fear, with respect. Understanding that God does have another side, and you don't want to see that side. Amen. Let me go on. I can't get too involved here. Rejoice. Everybody say rejoice. Rejoice with trembling. Be happy. Praise God. Amen. Isn't this better than raging? Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. What is that talking about? Well, in Bible times, to show obedience and to show affection and to show honor, the king would hold out his arm or his hand, and people would kiss his hand. And the symbol of your honor to your king was a symbol of your acceptance of his authority. It was a symbol of your affection of your sovereign. Amen. Now, don't carry that to a literal extreme. Seriously, one time I saw a man, and he was going around and he was going, and he come over and he said, he was kissing the Son. Kind of weird to me. So it was that's not what this is saying. This is talking about humbling yourself in affection and obedience to God. Amen. Not raging, not howling, not hating, but humbling yourself before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And then he said, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. Now, if there ever has been a time when we need to trust the Lord, this is that time. This is that time. Amen. I read a story one time about a dad. He got his little boy and he put him up on the table. And he stepped back a few steps. And he said, now jump to daddy. And the little boy jumped. And he stepped back and he let his son hit the floor. And he said, don't ever trust anybody. He learned a lesson, all right. Let me tell you something. God never let that happen to you. God will never let that happen. If you trust him, he'll come through. He will come through. Amen. It may not be on your time, may not be on your terms, but he'll come through. He'll never fail you, ever. He has not, he will not. God will come through. Let's stand together. Thank you for your time and your attention tonight. Amen. We are living in a raging generation. They're howling in the dark against God and against his anointed. Amen. Praise God. And for the church, yeah, it may get a little tough for the church in America. But God's going to take care of you. God's going to take care of you. We pray for miracles. Well, we may get to see a lot more. Because when we have more needs, God has more opportunity. Amen. We may get to see a lot more healings because we may not have any other recourse. Is that okay? But God's in the healing business. Amen. We may see some miraculous provision. Amen. We may, you know, we saw in the Bible, God fed them with manna from heaven. We may see a little manna ourselves. Amen. God's still able to do that. I said, God's still able to do that. I could tell you some examples if I had the time, how he's just done it. Amen. God's able to provide. He will. You can trust him. You can trust him. He'll come through. He will come through. He'll never ever fail you. Amen. Part of the heathen rage. Amen. Blessed are all they that trust in him. Any believers here tonight? Anybody trusting the Lord here tonight? Amen. Anybody got confidence that God's on our side? Anybody believe tonight that God is in control? Hallelujah. Difficulties, but God is in control. Troubles on every hand, but God is in control. Rebellion in the making, but God is in control. Amen. Lies thicken the air, but God is in control. God is in control. Hallelujah. It's been tough before. Amen. God's going to be with us. He's going to get us through all of this. He's going to get us through all of this. Praise God. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. And I'll take the way with the Lord's chosen few. I've started for Jesus, and I'm going through. Whoa, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's chosen few. I started out in Jesus, and I'm going through. Whoa, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's chosen few. I've started out with Jesus, and I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. And I'll take the way with the Lord's chosen few. I have started out with Jesus, and I'm going through. Going through, oh, yes, I'm.